Just one more quick announcement, very much in part of what we are doing. John Mudie has his table set up over there to demonstrate heart rate coherence, which we have been talking about. So you can, you know, use his technology to understand it better. And there's going to be a follow-up group after this session. This series is over on Tuesdays. And if you would like to take part in that group, you can sign up at John's table. So, you're very welcome. Okay, now let's get back into that meditative sense. Let's take a few moments of quiet. Some deep breaths. Well, we've had quite a series so far, and today our topic is healing, coherence, and wholeness. We're going to be exploring another gift that comes to us when the heart and the brain and the spirit are in sync, and that is the capacity for healing that is released in us. So we're going to have three speakers this morning who are part of a 10-year project in Healing Touch. This is a ministry that is carried out by All Saints Episcopal Church and Trinity Episcopal Church. And as you see, we have three speakers: Pat McClure, whom you know already, Candace McNair on the right, and Nina Zimmer on the left. Now, you already know Pat, and Pat doesn't want me to take up any time reintroducing her. So I'm not going to do that. But I will tell you about Candace. Candace is the daughter of a father who was an engineer and a mother who was an art teacher. So you can see the mind and the heart are both engaged in that. After she finished college, she found herself embarking on two different paths, but both with a core of healing. The first one is the standard career path. She trained as a radiology technician and then was engaged in the management of a number of large clinics in Santa Barbara in family practice, orthopedics, and chiropractics. But alongside that, there was this other path that was, niggling at her. So she embarked on a study with a number of master teachers on the leading edge, that place between spirituality, science, and healing. Her teachers included the Reverend Rosaline Breuer, who was engaged in the UCLA study on auric fields. If you want to know what that is, you'll have to ask. Don Campbell, the Mozart effect, in his work in healing sound. Rupert Sheldrake and his work on morphogenetic fields. Joan Halifax on shamanic healing. Bella Ruth Noparstek? Naparstek. I should have asked about that ahead of time. Naparstek with guided imagery. And Deepak Chopra with mind-body healing. Candace was chosen as one of 10 healers nationally for a three-year study funded by the National Institutes of Health at Stanford on the effects of non-local prayer on brain tumors. While she was helping to create a school for the healing arts in Sonoma, Candace was introduced to a nurse named Janet Menchen. Menchen. Okay. I'm getting all the names wrong. Who had created a curriculum in energy healing. Candace later attended Menchen's clinical nursing program and became a certified Healing Touch practitioner in 2000. and then completed the Healing Touch Spiritual Ministry Program in 2008. So that kind of brings her heart and her work pathways together. And today she teaches classes, leads retreats, and has a private practice. And along with Pat and Nina, whom you will hear today, she was very instrumental in developing this unique 10-year project of healing ministry here in Santa Barbara. So that's Candace, and now we turn to Nina. Nina is the daughter of missionaries to Japan, although they came back here on furlough when they had Nina, so she was born here. But anyway, and she also returned here for college at the University of Denver, where she majored in theater arts. She had a job with Red Cross in Korea, which led to meeting her husband, Charles, who was an army officer. His career then took them from the Orient to the Middle East and many places in the U.S., including Hawaii. One of the things she did was to perform for, you know, the Army, on the Army Entertainments Program. When her husband's second career brought them and their two kids to Santa Barbara, he was guiding the development of Hospice of Santa Barbara. And Nina did various things. She worked with the Santa Barbara Chamber of Commerce, and she did volunteer work in the church and in the community. And then she got involved in advanced spiritual studies at the Nine Gates Mystery School. You can ask her about that maybe during the break or sometime. And she's been engaged in pilgrimages to sacred sites in France and Greece. In 2005, she felt a strong calling to healing prayer and the general field of spiritual healing. Since then, she has had the joy of becoming a Healing Touch practitioner and has followed that path by working at Trinity Episcopal Church, helping to lead the joint Healing Touch ministry project with All Saints, and she's become a Healing Touch volunteer for the Cancer Center of Santa Barbara. So, I think we have a treat in store for us today, because active healing ministries are rare in today's churches, especially ones led by lay people. So we hope you'll enjoy hearing the stories of how healing originally touched their lives, how their project developed, and how it actually works. I have a parenthesis here. Anyone can do it. And you'll hear about some of the remarkable outcomes of this ancient practice. So, with that, I think it's time to have our blessing.